you, Christian, for letting me come again.
Tack för att jag får lov att komma igen här.
Hebrew 13 verse 8 says he's the same yesterday, today and forever.
I Hebreerbrevet kapitel 13 vers 8 säger att Gud är idag densamme igår och idag densamme ja till evig tid.
Hebrew 13:5 says I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Och Hebreerbrevet 13:5 säger att jag vill aldrig svikta dig eller förlata dig.
And Hebrew 13:15 says that we bring sacrifice of worship offering to him.
Och Hebreerna 13:5 säger att vi ger alltså lovprisningstack eller offer tillbaka till han.
And if you read a little earlier, it says that in old times, where in Moses' time they would bring the blood as a sacrifice and offer it.
Ja, och när du läser Guds ord så ser du på Moses tid så kom de med dessa offrande och offra till Gud.
But now we worship him, we praise him as an offering.
Men nu så tillber vi och lovprisar Gud som vårt offer.
And so when Gunbjørg, you are leading worship, we are bringing offering to his throne together. That's wonderful.
Så när Gunbjørg nu leder så låtsas var det att du bringer med samman ett offer tillbaka till Gud till hans tron och det är fantastiskt.
Last week I leave shared a wonderful sermon.
Sist uke så hørte jeg en fantastisk preken.
And he did say that his mom helped him to put it together.
Ja, och Eilev han fortalte att hans mor hade hjälpt han med att forma den prekenen.
And I watched it. It was really good.
Och jag så på det var väldigt kjekt och väldigt bra att se på.
And I'm going to continue with him. I felt like I told Annelise, I don't know what I'm going to speak.
Och jag fortalte till Annelise, jag vet inte heller vad jag ska snacka om, men jag vill bara fortsätta i samma spår som Eilev gjorde sist söndag.
And it was Annelise I should give a credit. She said, talk after the Pentecost.
Oh, men det är egentligen Annelise som ska ha äran idag, för hon säger, snack om det som skedde efter pinsedag då.
And I believe that the God's word is going to speak to us.
Jag tror att ordet kommer till att följa oss.
It's sharper than two double-edged sword.
Det är skarpare än ett tvåeggat svärd.
And it's active and alive.
Det är aktivt och levande.
Beginning of April, I went to Nepal.
I början av april ett år så reste jag en tur till Nepal.
And then, you know, I love Norwegian bread.
Du vet, jag är väldigt glad i norsk bröd.
And I took it with me.
Jag tog med lite norsk bröd till Nepal.
And when I'm in Nepal, I'm craving for this Norwegian food.
När jag är i Nepal så är det så att jag längtar tillbaka till norsk mat.
One thing I do very well in Norway.
En ting som jag syns jag gör ganska bra i Norge.
Even better than you all.
Och mycket bättre än dock också tror jag.
I eat Norwegian food very good.
Jag spiser mycket norsk mat väldigt bra.
Not everything, but most of the thing.
Inte allt, men det allra mesta.
But this bread, I just picked up this from Brustabakeren this morning.
Ja, han tog med detta bröd från Brustabakeren denna morgonen.
And they cooked it possibly this morning.
Och de har säkert bakat det denna tidigare denna morgonen.
It's a fresh bread.
Det är färskt bröd.
There's something about fresh bread.
Och det är något med färskt bröd.
The thing is, the bread I took to Nepal, I ate first day and second day.
Ja, och det bröd jag tog med till Nepal, det åt jag första dagen och så andra dagen.
And I saved it in a freezer.
Och så satte det in i kylskåpet.
I said to myself, I need to make sure it lasts enough until I'm here.
Jag var liksom för säker på att det skulle vara så länge jag tänkte att jag kom tillbaka igen.
After the quarantine of 10 days, I totally forgot that I had put bread inside the freezer.
Och efter jag hade varit i karantän i 10 dagar så hade jag helt glömt hela brödet som jag satt i kylskåpet.
And 3-4 days before I was leaving from Nepal to Norway, I remember, oh, I have a bread that I forgot.
Och så kom jag på, jag har ju ett bröd som jag har glömt.
And anyway, I ate after and finished it and came back.
Och jag åt upp och ja, kom tillbaka igen.
There's something about bread.
Det är något med bröd.
I can't live without it.
Jag kan inte leva utan det.
There's something about food.
Det är något med mat.
we don't forget every day to eat.
Vi glemmer jo ikke å ete hver dag, gjør vi det?
Maybe 3 days we can go without food.
Vi kan kanskje gå I 3 dager uten mat.
We can go a few more days without food.
Vi kan gå også noen dager lenger uten mat.
I have not heard anybody say, oh, I have not eaten food for 1 year.
Jeg har ikke hørt noen som sier, jeg har ikke spist mat på 1 år.
Same thing with the word of God.
Og det helt likt med Guds
ord. We cannot go without word of God for a long time.
Vi kan ikke gå uten Guds ord I lang tid.
Because it's a fresh.
For det ferskt.
Every time we take bread, it becomes fresh.
Og hver gang vi spiser et ord, så det ferskt.
By the way, Sarah, my youngest one, already took a bit of it.
Ja, min yngste datter sa, hun tok jo sånne små biter av dette brødet.
So there is a little hole here.
Og det et lite hål I dette brødet her.
And it was so good, she said, Daddy, can you buy me for my birthday also bread?
Og hun sa til meg, å far, kan du ikke kjøpe et brød til meg når jeg fyller året?
But she asked everything for her birthday.
Hun spør om alt mulig til hennes bursdag.
So she will forget this after an hour later.
Og hun glemmer jo at hun har spurt meg etter en time senere.
But it's really good bread.
Og det et virkelig godt brød.
Lord, we just pray that let your word be fresh to us.
La ditt ord være ferskt for oss.
Be living water to us.
At det levende til oss.
I pray those who are hungry
at de som sultne blant oss
eat this bread.
Kan få spisa dette brødet.
And living bread.
Det levende brødet.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Your word.
Ditt ord.
They will eat it.
Att de vill spisa ditt ord.
In Jesus name.
I Jesu namn.
Amen.
Amen.
I just brought it, it did not have a lot to do with my sermon, but I wanted to just bring pressed bread with me.
Det har ikke så veldig mye med det jeg skal preke om, men jeg hadde bare lyst til å vise dette med det ferske brødet.
You know, last week was the Pentecost.
Sist helg så hadde vi jo feirte med pinse.
And the word Pentecost for some of you that are not church people means it's the 50th day after Easter.
Ja, for dere som ikke vant til liksom sånn kirketerminologi så jo pinse det betyr altså 50 dager etter påske.
In for Jewish people it was the week they would collect the harvest and was the first week of harvest, first fruits of the harvest.
Ja, og for jødene så var jo pinse eller pentekost, det var på en måte da de tok den første avlingen, første grøden.
So for them it was different meaning.
Så for deg så hadde det en annen betydning.
And for those of us that are Bible believers, the Pentecost means the church, birth of church.
Og for de som også tror på Bibelens budskap, så pinse på en måte menighetens fødselsdag.
And God's mission to the world.
Og Guds misjon til denne verden.
I just like to say today I'm going to be focusing more in living in times.
Og I dag så skal jeg på en måte ha fokus på det å leve på en måte I de siste dager, de siste tider.
When Jesus went to heaven.
Når Jesus da selv for opp til himmelen.
And he disciples looked at him and he ascended. And since that day the end times began.
Ja, og den dagen når disiplene så at han for opp til himmelen på en sky, så begynte på en måte de siste tider den dagen.
So disciples were looking for his return back.
Och disciplen de såg fram till att han skulle komma tillbaka igen.
And we are continuing with their journey for his return.
Och vi har liksom bara fortsatt på den resan med alla förväntar att han ska komma tillbaka igen.
Is it possible, Christian? I don't know if that is able to be translated, but Watchman Nee says.
Ja, Watchman Nee han säger alltså.
Do you know, my friends, that the spirit within you is very God?
Vet du, mine vänner, att det ånden som I dig, det faktiskt den sanna Gud.
Oh, that our eyes were open to see the greatness of God's gift.
Och om våra ögon kunde bli öppna som är så storheten I den gaven som Gud har gett oss.
Oh, that we might realize the vastness of the resources secreted in our own hearts.
Och kanske att vi kan inse den storheten av den resursen som är gömt inne i hjärtat vårt.
I could shout with joy as I think.
Jag kunde ropa av glädje, tror jag.
The spirit who dwells within me is no mere influence.
Den ånd som bor i mig är inte bara en influensa, men det är faktiskt en levande person.
But a living person.
En levande person.
He's very God.
Han är Gud.
The infinite God is within my heart.
Den evige Gud är alltså i mitt hjärta.
I'm at a loss to convey to you the blessedness of this discovery.
Och jag är liksom lite sån mållös till liksom förstå denna välsignelsen och denna uppdagelsen.
That the Holy Spirit dwelling within my heart is a person.
Att den helige ånd som bor i mig är en person.
I thought that was wonderful.
Det är fantastiskt sagt.
It is not an influence.
Det är en inflytelse på dig.
Jesus, the Holy Spirit is a person that dwells in our heart.
Jesus, den helige ånd är en person som alltså bor i ditt hjärta.
Jesus told his disciples.
Och Jesus fortalte sina discipler.
Or even commanded.
Och han bad dem.
Wait for the gift my father promised.
Vänt på den gaven, alltså den helige ande som min far har lovat dere.
And we know that disciples waited for 40 days.
Och vi vet att disciplerna väntade alltså i 40 dagar.
Some point there is no point of running and running fast.
Någon gång säger det inte poäng och så springa eller springa så fort.
And doing things without knowing is no point either.
Och gör massa ting utan att veta, det är inte så mycket poäng i det heller.
It's better to wait and hear God.
Det är bättre att vänta och faktiskt höra Gud.
There are a few days in Kathmandu I just had to wait and just assess the situation, how to move, what to do, how to do.
Ja, och när jag var i Nepal, Kathmandu, så var det några dagar jag måste bara vänta och liksom förstå situationen och känna lite den ledelsen som jag skulle ha.
Then Jesus said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
Där ska få kraft i den helige ande komma över dig.
And you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria.
Och du ska vara mina vittne i Jerusalem, i hela Judea och Samaria.
And to the ends of the earth.
Och så till jordens ändar.
I'm just doing it so I can keep moving forward, so we can kind of lay the foundation for where I'm heading today.
Jag bara fortæller dere dette for å bare legge et grunnlag for det som jeg skal si i dag.
Therefore, it is necessary to choose. I'm just taking this verse. One of men who have been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus was living among us.
Därför är det viktigt att välja en av de män som har varit med oss hela tiden i den tid och Jesus var i samman med oss.
So the disciples are waiting. They have 11 disciples.
Disciplerna sitter alltså och väntar. De är nu alltså 11 discipler.
And they need to fill the place for Judas, the one that betrayed Jesus.
Och de måste liksom fylla platsen där Judas Iskariot, han som förrådde Jesus.
And one of the qualifications they put is that they ask, we need to have somebody that has been with us, with Jesus, whole the time.
Och en av kvalifikationerna de la vekt på var att de måtte ha en som hade varit med i hela vägen, och en av de som hade varit med i så länge Jesus var samman med dem.
When the day of the Pentecost came, they were all together in one place.
När då pinsdagen kom så var de alla samlade på ett sted.
Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house.
Och plötsligt så kom det som lyden av en kraftig vind som kom från himlen och fyllde hela huset där de var.
Where they were sitting, they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them.
Och så såg de det som så ut som tunga eld som delte sig och satt sig över hver enkelt av dem.
All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues.
Och alla blev fyllt med den helige ande och började tala i andra tungomål.
As the Spirit enabled them.
Som anden gjorde det möjligt för dem.
So the whole around 120 people that were in upper room were filled with the Holy Ghost.
Så alltså 120 personer som var i den övre salen blev fyllt med den helige ande.
And this was the time where all the Jews from different parts of Asia would gather, and they thought these guys were drunk in the morning.
Och detta var ju den tid då alla dessa judarna från olika delar av den kända världen var samlade i Jerusalem. De trodde att dessa folk var blivit fulla.
And Peter starts explaining to them, saying then Peter stood up with 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd.
Och så reste alltså Peter sig upp samman med de 11 och snackade till människomängden.
And he says, we are not drunk.
Och han säger, men vad, men jag är inte fulla.
And he explains what was happening.
Och han förklarade vad som skedde.
He says, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit in all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy.
Ja, alltså i de sista dagarna, säger Gud, så vill jag ösa ut min ande över alla människor. Deras söner och döttrar vill profetera.
And Peter starts explaining holy story.
Och Peter, han började förklara hela historien.
How God promised Moses, promised David, how God spoke through David, our prophet, our forefather.
Hur då Gud hade snackat genom Moses tidigare, så genom David, så genom profeterna.
And Peter starts preaching to them.
Och Peter, han startar förkynna till dem.
And it is so funny about Peter.
Det är så rart med Peter.
Few things about Peter.
Någon få ting om Peter.
I thought it was very cool to look about Peter a couple of things.
Det är ett par ting som är väldigt intressant när det gäller Peter.
Here is the leader that stands among the 11.
Han är alltså ledaren som står fram bland de 11.
And starts telling the people.
Och han börjar att fortälla folk.
You know, Peter and John Peter and Andrew were John the Baptist disciples in the beginning.
Du vet att Peter, Johannes, de var Johannes döparen, sina discipler helt i begynnelsen.
When the John the Baptist said, "He's the Lamb," and then after that, Andrew and Peter left John the Baptist and came with Jesus.
Ja, så när då Johannes döparen så Jesus sa att se det här är Guds lamm, så förlot alltså Andreas och Peter Johannes döparen och började följa efter Jesus.
And when he came to Jesus, Jesus said, "I will make you a fisher of men."
Och när han då kom till Jesus så sa Jesus till Peter, "Jag ska göra dig nå till en människofiskare."
And there are so many things about Peter, but one of the things is God promised him that I will build my church upon this rock.
Det är många ting om Peter, men en av de viktiga tingen är att Gud lovade att på denna bekännelsen ska jag bygga min menighet.
He was called, he had a lot of strength.
Han var kallad, han hade mycket styrka.
Peter was such a emotional person.
Han var väldigt känslomässig person.
Influential.
Han var hade inflytelse.
Impulsive.
Han var impulsiv.
He had insecurity within him.
Han hade nog en slags osäkerhet inne i sig.
An unstable man.
Sorry.
Unstable.
Ja, han var lite så instabil.
One point, Peter even corrects Jesus.
En gång så prövade till med Peter att irättesätta Jesus.
One point Jesus wants to wash the disciples' feet and Peter says not my feet, don't wash my feet.
Och när Jesus då skulle vaska disciplens fötter så sa Peter inte mina fötter.
But then Peter is the other person, other I kind of feel like there are two characters within a Peter.
Ja, på en måte så det på en måte to ulike karakterer I Peter.
One side of it, this guy is also fearful.
På ena siden det en person med en del frykt.
Such as when the little girl comes, they are taking Jesus to the cross and said, have you been with this person? And he says, no, I've not been.
Ja, når han står der I forgården og Jesus skal bli hengt på korset, så kommer denne lille jenta som, du en av de som har vært med Jesus, og så benekter han det.
And Peter also is a proudful guy.
Men Peter også den der kraftfulle typen.
Because he tells Jesus, I will never forsake, nor, you know, I'm not going to deny you.
Han jo en av de mest frimodige som sier, Jesus, jeg skal aldri forlate deg, eller svikte deg.
But the other side of Peter, he's a courageous guy.
Så på den andre siden så han jo en sånn modig type.
Because they come to take Jesus in Gethsemane garden and he goes and chops somebody's ear. Ja, Jesus når, had to fix.
Ja, når det da jeg Gethsemane og soldaterne kom for å ta Jesus, så går jo Peter hen og tar et sverd og hogger øyre på den ene av soldaterne.
I really don't know if Christian would have Peter in his leadership team because he seems very up and down type of person.
Det kanskje ikke den personen du hadde valgt I et lederskap I en menighet, for han en veldig sånn ustabil person, framstår han.
I don't know if you will want Peter to be a pastor.
Jeg vet ikke om du ville at Peter skulle vært en pastor.
Because this guy is full of trouble.
Denne personen har jo så mye opp- og ned-følelser.
Because he says one point to Jesus, they're walking the sea of, they were going through the Sea of Galilee, and then Jesus comes and he says he's scared and said, "If it is you, call me. Can I come with you?"
Ja, det ene øyeblikket det jo når Jesus går på vannet der på Galileasjøen, så kommer jo Peter. Jeg går vel gå med deg ut på sjøen.
And he jumps and Bible says he starts doubting and he starts sinking.
Ja, og så det han begynner jo å gå på sjøen, men så begynner han komme I tvil og så begynner han jo å synke.
And we know that he's the only one that walked on the water. And in a disciple, all among the all the disciples.
Ja, men vi vet ju likväl att han var den enaste disciplen som faktiskt gick lite på vattnet samman med Jesus.
He denied Jesus 3 times. He went for fishing back.
Han förnekade alltså Jesus 3 gånger.
But then this is the same Peter that stood in front of all these people.
Men så är det ju likväl den samma Peter som står nu på pinsdag föran alla dessa folkene.
Bible says his thoughts are not our thoughts. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
Och fortæller at ja men Guds tanke ikke våre tanker. Hans vei mye høyere enn våre veier.
I feel like Peter's life is a mess. He's in trouble. I mean, how can God use him?
Och jeg liksom tenker, hvordan I alle dager kunne Gud bruke en type som Peter?
I mean, I have like 30-50 things about Peter's weaknesses here that I've written here.
Och det är liksom 30-40 svagheter som jag finner här som jag tänker jag hade tänkt på som hvis jag skulle välja folk.
But this is the same guy that after day of Pentecost stood and proclaimed the gospel.
Men detta är alltså Peter som står upp på pinsedag och förkynner evangeliet.
This is the same guy God Father revealed him Jesus was the Messiah.
Det är ju samma fyren som Jesus viste seg på forklaringsberg sa at jeg jo Guds sønn.
There are so many people I can tell myself I'm connected like a Peter so many times in my heart.
Det så mange folk som jeg bare kjenner gjenkjenner liksom noe av Peters sine svakheter.
There are times I've been up and down in my heart.
Og det tid jeg har vært opp og ned I mitt hjerte.
Some days I've asked God, where are you?
Noen dager kan være sånn, Gud, hvor du henne?
And because I stand in front of you doesn't make I'm perfect. I'm not a perfect person.
Selv om jeg står foran dere I dag, så betyr ikke det at jeg en perfekt person.
I'm going to tell you about one of my trouble that I had for a couple of years that I had to go through.
Og en av mine svakheter som jeg brukte noen år på å gå gjennom.
We build a new building after earthquake in Kathmandu for children home.
Ja, vi bygde jo et nytt ny bygning etter jordskjelvet I Kathmandu for barnehjemmet som vi driver der nede.
And building is ready and we needed electricity for the building.
Og vi trengte jo selvsagt elektrisitet til denne bygningen.
And these are a bunch of files you need like a blueprint, all the building paperwork and then a lot of paperwork and we applied to get the electricity for the building.
Ja, så det mye sånn formaliteter med både tegninger og ting som skal godkjennes, så vi liksom søkte om å få ting godkjent når det gjelder elektrisitet.
And then we gave them the file. 6 months later, the file was, they said the file was missing.
Sorry, the...
The electricity company said that we, our file that we submitted to them was missing.
Okay, so det som skjedde, vi søkte altså om å få lagt inn elektrisitet, men 6 måneder etter så kom selskapet sammen, den mappen har ikke vi sett, den mangler.
Then they came with us that we had to pay 50,000 kroner worth of money to get the electricity.
Och vi måste betala alltså 50,000 kronor extra för att få den elektriciteten in.
The government fee was around 800 kronor.
Och den vanliga avgiften var alltså runt 800 kronor.
Somebody just wanted to put all that money in their pocket.
Så det var alltså någon som då skulle skumma flöten och ta alla dessa pengar i sin egen
mun. It is another world. It is totally another world to work in Nepal.
Det liksom en helt annen verden å jobbe I Nepal, ser du.
And I'm like, where would I come from? Come with that much money?
Og så tenkte jeg, men Gud, hvor skal jeg få tag I så mye penger?
I refused it.
Og jeg benekte, jeg ville ikke.
And then again, we went back to them.
Og så gikk vi tilbake igjen til dem.
And they reduced the money.
Og så reduserte de beløpet.
They said you come around 20,000 kroner worth of Nepali rupees and we will put the electricity to your building.
Okay, så nå skal du betale 20,000 så skal du få elektrisitet inn I huset.
It's been already a year and a half.
Det har gått halvannet år da siden første
spørsmål. And I'm thinking I don't want to give so much bribe. This is crazy and this is like so frustrated.
Og så tenker jeg, men jeg vil ikke betale så mye I smøring. Dette jo helt feil, tenkte jeg.
And by this time I was in America.
Och på samma tid så var jag I USA I Amerika.
I'm asking everybody to pray.
Och jag bad om att alla måste be.
And I'm praying.
Och jag bad.
God, help me please.
Gud, må du hjälpa mig. Hjälp mig Gud.
And so I fly from Pensacola to Dallas. I'm on my way to Nepal.
Jag reser alltså från Pensacola till Dallas. Jag är på väg till Nepal egentligen.
And I land in Doha.
Och så landar jag alltså I Doha.
And there was our electricity CEO of our electricity board of whole country. I knew his face. I saw him before. And when I saw him in airport in Doha, I just went, hello, how are you?
So when I came to Doha, so saw I also chefen for the elektriske company in Nepal. Han satt altså der på flyplassen. Så jeg gikk bort til han og sa, hello.
And he was with the Norwegian people.
Og han var altså med nordmenn.
Delegation from Norway and they had invited him and they were doing some project and this guy was the main guy for our whole entire country for electricity.
Så dette var liksom nøkkelperson for elektrisitet I Nepal og han hadde altså vært med nordmennene på et prosjekt og så videre.
If I call in Nepal, I would have not access to him because, you know, he's on the top there.
Jeg hadde jeg møtt han I Nepal, så hadde jeg aldri fått truffet han, for han liksom topp.
And I just shook my hands and said to him my problem, what happened in Nepal, how much money they want, everything I told him.
Så jeg bare utnyttet denne muligheten til å fylle og fortalte om hele historien fra Nepal, om hva som hadde skjedd og så videre.
In Doha.
I Doha.
Can you believe it?
Kan du tro det?
And I mean, I'm coming from Dallas, living in America at that time. He's coming from Norway. We meet each other in Doha and there was no appointment, no plan. I have not talked to him before.
Kan du bara föreställa dig att det är möjligt? Jag kommer alltså från Amerika till Doha. Han har varit I Norge, kommer till Doha som mötes med där.
And he gave me his telephone number.
Och så fick jag telefonnummer hans.
And I went back when we reached to Kathmandu, he called me.
Och när vi då kom till Kathmandu så ringde han mig.
And he sent his people.
Och han sände sina folk.
That our area office around there are 20 people working in that area for the electricity company.
Ja, i det området som jeg bor, så var det cirka 20 mann som jobbet med elektrisitet.
You know what he did? He moved all these people somewhere else.
Vet du hva? Han tok alle disse 20 personene og flyttet dem til et annet område.
And he sent his local director and said to me, just give them tea, snacks, they are going to do all the work, just pay 800 kroner.
Og så fortalte han meg, nå sendte han en av sine direktører, så at bare gi dem litt te og litt snacks, de skal legge inn strøm for 800 kroner.
And if you get any other trouble, just call me.
Får du mer problemer, så bare ring meg.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you believe it, how God used this man?
Kan du forstå hvordan Gud brukte denne mannen?
To get electricity for us in Kathmandu.
For at vi skulle få elektrisitet.
Oh, it is a big deal.
Det var en stor ting.
I have complained.
Jeg hadde klaget.
I murmur.
Jeg hadde virkelig liksom,
I'm saying, God, hear me.
Og jeg liksom sagt, Gud, å, hør på meg, Gud.
I was so whiny.
Jeg var sytende og klagende.
Still God heard me.
Yes.
I think Peter is perfect example, each one of us.
Og jeg synes Peter sånn et godt eksempel, for han som en av oss.
We might have walked on the water.
Vi kan ha gått litt på vannet,
ja. God might have spoken to us in dreams, vision, prophecies.
Gud kan ha talt oss i drømmer, i profetier, i alt mulig.
But our heart condition is deceptive sometimes.
Men av og til så er det som om vårt eget hjerte forfører oss.
And we might have been spoken to thousands of people gospel.
Kanskje vi har talt evangeliet til tusenvis av mennesker.
But Peter, God used him again.
Men Gud brukte altså Peter igjen.
Psalm 139, he says he formed us in mother's womb.
Psalm 129 eller 139, han formet oss altså i mors liv.
He called us in our mother's womb.
Han kalte oss ut ifra mors liv.
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4, he called us before the foundation of earth.
Altså i Psalm 1 vers 4, han kalte oss altså før verdens grunnvoll ble lagt.
And I believe that we are living in the end times.
Og jeg tror vi lever i de siste tider.
You know, Peter spoke about the gospel and people repented. A lot of people were added to the church right then.
Ja, når Peter talte, så skjedde jo det at tusenvis av mennesker omvendte seg og ble lagt til menigheten.
And this is the same Peter that goes to the temple to pray each day.
Og dette den samme Peter som gikk til tempelet hver dag for å be.
And Acts chapter 3.
Og apostelgjerningene 3.
And there is a lame man in the temple for many, many, many years.
Så det jo en lam mann som ligger i tempelporten. Han har gjort det i mange år.
And he's been begging every day in front of the temple gate.
Og han har låget der som en tigger foran tempelporten i mange, mange år.
And Peter says, gold and silver I have none, but I ask you to walk in Jesus' name.
Og så sier Peter, sølv eller guld har jeg ikke, men det jeg har det gir deg, så stå opp i Jesu navn.
I do not know if you stop believing for miracles, signs and wonder.
Jeg vet ikke om du liksom tror på mirakler, tegn under.
One of my frustration is, you know, I feel sometimes that Christianity becomes rituals.
Noen ganger så opplever jeg liksom at det kristne liv kan bli ritualer.
Our heart is more with the Easter, the eggs, and then the bunnies, and other things.
At vi liksom mer opptatt av alt rundt det enn det virkelige livet.
We forget Jesus' resurrection.
Vi glemmer at Jesus har stått opp
den for de døde. The Pentecost was just the event that happened.
Pinsedag, det var det som skjedde da.
But it's still going on because God's spirit is pouring to the all over the people.
Ja, det ikke sånn at pinsedag var en engangsopplevelse. Det jo sånn at den hellige ånd, den faller igjen og igjen og igjen.
He's working.
Han arbeider i dag.
And the same thing after the Peter, you see that what happens is this is the same fearful coward Peter.
Og dette, nå møter vi igjen den samme frykt som litt feige Peter.
They ask him to stand up in front of Sanhedrin.
Og da måtte Peter altså møte foran rådet Sanhedrin.
And then it will be really, let me read this one. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus.
Og når de så mot etter Peter og Johannes og innså også at de var ulærde menn, vanlige menn, så ble de så overrasket at de forstod at disse folkene hadde vært med Jesus.
In Greek, the word for Holy Spirit is parakleta.
På gresk så ord for den hellige ånd parakletos.
That means his advocate, his helper.
Altså den hellige ånd advokaten, hjelperen.
And this is this weak person Peter God is helping him.
Och denna alltså ustabile personen Peter är att Gud hjälper han.
And these people know who this guy is.
Och dessa folkne visste ju vem Peter var.
But the Holy Spirit is using him.
Men den helige ande brukar han.
Isn't that people know who we are?
Och folk vet ju vem vi är.
People know our strengths and weaknesses.
Folk känner våra styrkor, våra svagheter.
But God, through His Holy Spirit, uses us.
Men Gud genom sin helige ande brukar oss.
We, like Peter, we pray for people; they get healed.
Som Peter så kan man be för folk och de kan bli friska.
We pray; things happen.
Vi ber och ting kan ske.
That same anointing that Jesus was anointing was on Peter.
Den samma salvelsen som Peter hade den är också över oss.
The same anointing that Peter was anointing is over you.
Den samma ja, den samma salvelsen är alltså över oss.
After that,
efter detta här.
We you keep reading the whole book of Acts, you have a half of the whole book is about Peter.
När du läser apostlagärningarna så säger halvparten av boken om Peter.
You see miracle after miracle, miracle after miracle.
Du ser mirakel efter mirakel.
He goes to Samaria and people are filled with the Holy Ghost.
Han reser till Samaria och igen faller den helige ande och folk blir fyllt med den.
In Acts 11 he goes to Cornelius' house that he has never been before in a Gentile's house. And people are filled with the Holy Ghost.
Och så reser han i aposteln 11 till Cornelius hus. Det är alltså en hedning som upplever att de blir fyllt med en helig ande.
You know, God, you can use anything. You can use me. You can use you.
Och hvis Gud kan bruka allt möjligt så kan han bruka mig. Han kan bruka dig.
What is happening with the corona right now?
Vad är det som sker med corona akkurat nu?
Last week I was so disappointed.
Sist uka så var jag så nedtryckt.
My friend, I lost 4 pastor friends.
Jag har mist alltså 4 pastorvänner.
And when I read news, it's for me it's like I can't even watch news anymore.
Och när jag liksom ser på nyheten så är det så att jag känner jag kan nästan inte se på nyheten
längre. There are so many sad things happening: war, corona, corona variant, a little like a Vietnam variant, British variant, African variant.
Ja, det är liksom krig, det är olika varianter av detta coronaviruset.
We are living like a Peter. We are living in the last days.
Och vi lever som Peter, vi lever alltså i de sista tio, folkens.
The one thing about Peter and the disciples where they were all the time with Jesus.
En ting med Jesus och disciplinerna var ju hela vägen med Jesus.
And they were all the time with the Holy Ghost.
Och de var hela vägen samman med den helige ande.
They did not even know what to say, how to say, but the Holy Ghost helped them.
De visste ju inte en gång vad de skulle säga till dem, men den helige ande hjälpte dem.
And the signs, wonders kept moving, and the things kept happening.
Men tegn under mirakel fulgte de, og det var liksom noe som var med de.
You know, the if Peter was preaching today,
hvis Peter hadde talt I dag,
people would be like coming, this whole church would be filled here.
Så ville jo hele, alle stolene her vært fullt uten tvil.
Of course he had weaknesses, but he is the man that is like 5,000 people coming to Christ, dead Tabitha and Acts 8, it was raised from the dead.
Ja, for Peter hadde jo vitnesmål, han vekte jo også opp denne Tabitha-jenten som ble oppvekt fra de døde. Det hadde vært fullt av folk.
But God was, he was using. Peter all the time.
Men Gud brukte altså Peter hele
tiden. Even when he was filled with the Holy Ghost, he still had weaknesses.
Og selv når han var fylt med den hellige ånd, så hadde han jo fortsatt svakheter.
Because you see Paul in a Galatian writes about Peter and says that the Peter was eating with the Gentiles, but he still had to fight that fear. When the Jews came, he would separate himself from Gentiles.
Ja, men leser jo bare Galaterbrevet når Paulus påpeker at Peter, han sitter altså og spiser med hedningene når jødene ikke så, men når jødene nå kom, så sluttet han med det å få seg selv, sånn etter jødisk lov.
Because you are filled with the Holy Ghost doesn't mean you don't have weaknesses.
Selv om du fylt med den hellige ånd, så betyr jo ikke det at du har fortsatt svakheter.
God helps us.
Gud hjelper oss.
But I would recommend us, all of us,
jeg vil anbefale at alle av oss,
not to go back in a natural and think in a natural.
Liksom gå tilbake og bare tenke på naturligt vis, eller leve I det naturlige.
Let's stand by this word.
La oss stå på dette ordet.
This is a fresh bread.
Dette ferskt brød.
If God used Peter,
hvis Gud kunne bruke Peter,
God is going to use each one of us.
Så vil Gud bruke hver enkelt av oss.
I was in Kathmandu a few years back.
Jeg var I Kathmandu noen år tilbake.
And there was supposed to be a meeting that they wanted our property at the children home, just wanted it for the road.
Just wanted it for the.
For the, they wanted to extend the road.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, det, men var I Kathmandu, det var ville myndigheten plutselig ha området for med tomten vår til veibygging.
That morning, I had some sort of fear come to me.
Og den morgenen opplevde jeg det var som en frykt som kom til meg.
And I felt like I can't go to this meeting until I am settled in my heart.
Og så tenkte jeg kan ikke gå på dette møtet før hjertet mitt har roet seg ned.
For an hour or more, I kept praying and fighting with myself. Said, "Lord, help me."
Og jeg, Lord, var der og så kjempet med meg selv og sa, "Gud, hjelp meg nå, hjelp meg nå."
Eventually, when I went to the meeting,
og når det sluttet jeg kunne gå på møte,
I said something.
Så sa jeg noe.
They did not even return my word back. It all went well.
Alt sammen gikk veldig bra.
I told them, "You cannot get private property without paying for it."
Jeg sa til deg, du kan ikke ta privat eiendom uten å betale for det.
I walked away.
Jeg gikk tilbake.
God really helped me.
Og Gud hadde hjulpet meg.
And he is the same God.
Og han den samme Gud.
Same Jesus. He's the
same Jesus.
Yesterday, today, forever.
Han den samme I dag, I går, ja til evig tid.
Let's pray.
Let's be.
Lord, we thank you.
Herre, vi takker deg.
You are same yesterday, today, forever.
Du den samme I går, I dag, ja til evig tid.
Thank you for using Peter.
Takk for at du brukte Peter.
Thank you for you pouring your spirit.
Takk for at du øs ut av din ånd.
Help us to be led by the spirit.
Hjelp oss til å være ledet av din ånd.
Help us to leave our life with a prayerful and believe in your signs, wonders, and miracles.
La oss være et bedende folk, et folk som også tror på under tegn og mirakel, Herre.
Make your word fresh to us and alive to us.
La ditt ord være levende og ferskt for oss, Herre.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.